And thank you so much for joining us on WDKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center is on the other side of the glass, fabulously producing. He's why the archive has all the podcasts ready to go anytime an interview takes place. So we appreciate his help and hard work. In the studio with us now, we have Jody Auker and Slade Schreck. They are back co-chairs of the 250th Sunbury Semi-Quincentennial Celebration. We're going to talk about the calendar and the many activities are coming up and the merchandise and some other fun initiatives. So first and foremost, thank you both so much for what you're doing. I really appreciate it, Jody.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. It's a labor of love for sure.
Well, and I think, you know, nowadays a lot of people just say, well, oh, good, a 250th anniversary. That's wonderful. I hope they put together a good party. They's here.
Well, yes, we are.
Well, you got a lot of people helping you, or at least pulling for you and supporting you. But it would be safe to say you guys have spent hundreds of hours on this.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Jody and I have a ton of hours. I don't even want to try to count up how much.
Yeah, I'm retired, but this is pretty much my full-time job right now.
Okay.
Which I love. I mean, it's good. It's fun.
It's working out. Well, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm glad you're not trying to work a full-time job plus this. Then you get like Slade used to be years ago, you know, pulled in all different directions and that sort of thing. All right, well, let's kind of dig into this. If folks aren't familiar with it, Sunbury's 250th anniversary is here. Just set the scene if folks haven't paid attention. What are we observing?
Okay, we're going to be celebrating 250th birthday of the city of Sunbury the week of July 4th. But to get it all started, we're going to start a week from Thursday with the Grand Marshal's reception being held at the Albright Center in Sunbury. So come on down and meet our Grand Marshals, who are Senator John Gordner and State Rep Linda Schlegel-Culver. And our MC for the evening is, of course, the one and only Mark Lawrence.
Yep, very glad to serve. And this is going to be sort of a party, dinner, awards-type dinner atmosphere. No awards per se, but just an opportunity to really have some fun.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. It's kind of an intimate evening, if I can say that. It's limited to 200 guests, and almost half of those guests are some of our bigger sponsors. And so it's going to be time for them to thank them, for us to thank them, and also to get to meet and greet with Senator Gordner and Representative Culver. We're going to have music there, merely players. And then we're going to have John Moore, our local historian and author, is going to be the guest speaker. So it's really going to be a nice affair. Schindler Studio is putting up a really nice lighted vintage photo display. The meal is being catered by Feast of Flavor?
Is yes. That,
sometimes I get that name wrong.
Sunbury, a Sunbury resident growing up, and he has his business up in Lewisburg, and
they have really great food.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to do a phenomenal job.
So this is a nice affair. It's, you know, kind of smart casual attire, and the tickets are on sale now, and we'd like you to, if you're going to go, because we're about 10 days out, we need to get a good number for our caterer. So if you're going to go, get your tickets now. They're available at the city clerk's office in Sunbury at 225 Market Street. That's during business hours. McGuigan's has agreed to sell tickets,
yes,
for us after hours.
Yes. Or you could contact Jody or I. We're on, you know, the 250.
We're everywhere.
Yeah. You can contact us. We'll make sure you get your tickets. But, you know, we'd like to get a count to the cater. So if you'd like to come, please get a hold of us or go buy a ticket.
And you would like people to go. This should be fun.
Yes.
Yeah, it should be a really, really nice evening. Yeah.
And how much to go?
It's $45, and that'll include the meal and the entertainment and get to meet and greet.
Yeah, right. And there'll be a cash bar
cash
by the Moose.
Sunbury Moose.
And a wine bar by Whispering Oaks Vineyard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So this is going to be a lot of fun. And this is on the 21st in the evening. What time does the cocktail hour start?
It starts at 6 p.m. for cocktail hour, and dinner will be at 7.
Okay. 6 p.m. Feast of Flavors doing the food, $45. Should be fun. All the Grand Marshals, who are State Representative Linda Schlegel-Culver and State Senator John Gordner, are going to be there. So they'll probably have a few words, I hope.
Yes, yes.
Talk
mm-hmm.
about this. And we're going to be celebrating Sunbury 250th 50th anniversary. So really limited seating, just 200 people. It's in that big social hall that's been nicely renovated at the Albright Center. So this is, I'm really, really, really looking forward to this. This is going to be fun. So I've already came up with some good jokes. It might be at Slade's expense, but that's our shtick here. So yeah, we're going to do that. So that's the Grand Marshal's reception that's coming up on the 21st. We want folks to go to that. All right, let's have folks make sure that their calendar is filled out for the other events. Let's start out with the parades.
Oh, the parade. That's the biggest thing, one of the biggest things we're working on other than the reception. We want people to sign up. Just go online and sign up, even if you're not sure what you're going to do. If you're going to do a float, you're just going to have your Boy Scout troop walk in it. If you're a high school band and you want to march in it, we'd love to have all the high school bands in the area. We'd love to have all the fire companies in the area. We'd love to have anybody that wants to be in this parade, sign up. Go online, get the application. Even if you don't know what you're doing, just sign up, and you can give us details later. If you're just going to have a pickup truck with your Boy Scout troop walking behind, that's fine. That's great. We just want to make this the biggest parade going, and if you're military, you know, and you want to bring your unit, or that's fine. We'll take anybody doing anything. Almost.
And when is the parade? Where does it start? Where does it go?
It'll be July 4th. That's the Monday, the actual holiday. And the parade starts at 10 a.m. So we'll probably begin staging at 8 a.m. And then probably will be ending. So it starts on South 2nd Street, 2nd and Pine. And it's going to kind of meander a little bit through town, up Walnut and across 10th, down Market, and then out 4th Street. It's almost 2 miles long. So I know there's people concerned about there. Well, our group is getting older, or we're not sure. Just get a truck.
Yeah.
And just ride. That's fine. Or cars. So anyway, it's after the parade then. After the parade disbands, we're going to gather up in Cameron Park, and we're going to have the proclamation ceremony where you're going to hear about Sunbury's history. We're going to honor our hometown heroes, and it's just going to be more the formal ceremony kicking off the entire week.
Jody, the one important thing about the parade we forgot.
Oh, yeah.
The contest. We're going to have three judges judging the parade and judging the floats. And first prize will be $500. Second prize will be $300. And third prize will be $200. So if nothing else, you could make up a nice float for a chance to win $500.
Wow.
Which would be nice for any organization, nonprofit. And all it takes is just to make a float and walk in the parade.
I wonder why the people out front were talking about when we're going to build the float.
Well, we're doing a try it Tuesday, I think next Tuesday, to try to build a float here to show people how to do it. So
it's supposed to be nice that day, so yes. You should be lucky. Okay, so the July 4th parade is coming up. You have a raffle that you're letting people know about. Tell us about that.
Sure. So actually, there's two raffles going on simultaneously, and this is all to raise money so that we can keep these activities free to the public. So we have the Henry Commemorative Rifles. These are special edition, limited edition rifles that have cash values from $795 for the standard, $995 for the Golden Boy, and $1,595 for the Big Boy. All three of those rifles are available for raffle, and we also have four $500 cash prizes. That's all on one ticket. So one ticket is $50, and you have the chance to win any one of those seven prizes. And then the other raffle is for those commemorative coins and cash. So I see you've got your $50 ready. So those are the special coins that we had made that we're giving to our sponsors as tokens of appreciation. They're also numbered in limited edition. So you can get the number 1 or the number 100 or the number 250. That's the limited edition. These coins, no more will ever be made, so they are collector's items. And then we have cash prizes. We have two $250 cash prizes and two $100 cash prizes. Those tickets are only $5. So for $5, you've got a chance to win any one of those eight things. The tickets are going to be available in the city clerk's office as of tomorrow. That's Wednesday. And then we're also going to distribute them out to some businesses. We'll keep posting on our Facebook page and on our website where those locations are.
All right. How are the rifle sales going?
I think he's sold out.
Okay, fabulous.
Last I knew, he only had three or four left, and I just talked to some people and said, hey, I just ordered my rifle. So they're getting the last ones. There was only 15 of each one made.
Well, I'm not surprised. It's really just a really unique product with some unique artwork.
And we do have our guns, the ones that are being raffled off. They're on display over at Young's Sporting Goods over here in Northumberland. So anybody would like to see the guns, you know, could go in there and look at them.
Okay, super. Okay, in Northumberland, you can go see Sunbury's 250th anniversary guns are on display at Young Sporting Goods.
Yeah, they'll be selling tickets, as well as Brewers Outlet will be selling tickets. But we're just this week getting those tickets out there, so look for them.
Bottom line, go to sunbury250.com and check out everything.
Please, check out everything that's happening. Jody's updating that quite often.
All right, so we want folks to do that. Okay, we'll turn the mics over to you guys for an additional comment. Anything else to add, Slade?
Also, the week of the July 4th, we'll have some great entertainment with Tuesday night. We're having a Garth Brooks and Shania Twain tributes down at the stage along the river. And then on Wednesday night, the Sunbury Broadcasting Stage down along the river will be hosting Tusk, a Fleetwood Mac tribute band. And we will have adult beverages for sale those evenings also.
All right. Anything else to say, please?
And they're free.
Oh, yeah. How about it?
I just want to say the festival is still filling up with vendors. So if you're a vendor, a crafter, go ahead and, again, get to the website and get signed up. We've extended the deadline up until June that you can sign up as a vendor.
And is this in place of or in addition to Sunbury Celebration, which is on or about
the
same?
It's leading up to. So
leading up to. Wow,
yeah,
fabulous.
So our downtown festival, the Heart and Heritage Festival, will conclude Thursday, July 7th in the afternoon. And then Sunbury Celebration will kick off with their usual annual events, kicked up a notch this year with the fireworks on Saturday night, the 9th, and we're going to have train excursions also available that during the day on the 9th.
And the, and the fireworks on Saturday night for the Sunbury Celebration has been increased this year because of the 250th. The Sunbury Celebration Committee thought, you know, it's 250 years, we need to have probably the best fireworks display Sunbury has had in the past. And this is the first year having fireworks back since COVID. So we're looking forward to that as far as the Sunbury Celebration goes. So we have a lot of events planned for that also.
All right. Thank you so much, Jody Auker and Slade Sheck, co-chairs of the 250th Sunbury Semi-Quincentennial Celebration. First thing on the calendar is April 21st, 6 p.m., Albright Center, the Grand Marshal's reception, $45. Just a great business casual party. We would love to see everybody there. Thank you both so much for
Thank
all
you.
You're doing.
Thank you.